page 78, all the way at the end of Reis Hamatal. So again, in Reis Hamatal, we've been discussing what we could use for Shabbos left, whether we're talking about the fuel that we use for Shabbos left, or what material we use for wicks for Shabbos left. Again, the issue is maybe it doesn't burn well, and you'll be tempted to play around with the wick, and then that's a problem, because that's mavir on Shabbos. So the very last, we talked about olive oil, we talked about all these types of things. And yesterday we talked about, do you have to pre-light the wick so that it lights, when the wife ultimately lights, so it lights better, it catches faster. And we talked about Chazon Ish. So that brings us to Yud. Eimad likim bis, a very interesting, a short halacha, very interesting halacha. Eimad likim bis martutin afilu mechurachim. Mechurachim. That you not allowed to use as a material for the wick. You're not allowed to use rags or used clothing material, even if they're singed. Now, so the question is, why not? So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because since they're thick, so the flame will not catch well, and therefore you shouldn't use it. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says that you shouldn't use for Shabbos to put on the table a candle. Now again, what they used to use in those days, again, there was oil, there was a wick, but one thing we haven't touched upon is there was some type of receptacle. So as you know, it was maybe it was something very cheap. People had, maybe candelabras and things like we have, but also sometimes they used things that were very inexpensive. So sometimes they would just use ceramic or clay. They would use clay. I think I discussed this. See in the Mishnah, they talk about like an old-fashioned nightlight. Well, they didn't have electricity, not that long ago. So what did they do? So you had a little piece of clay, maybe like silly putty, like that type of shape, and you stuck your thumb on top. So there's a little concave thing. You put a little oil in, you put a little wick, and that was it. That was a nightlight. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about using a ceramic nair that's old. So now again, we'll talk about this in a second. We don't appreciate that. Again, when you add something ceramics, what is it? It's pottery. It's made out of clay. This is Kronbach does it. And you form it, and it's made out of clay. So the problem was that it would get disgusting. In other words, imagine putting oil into that. It was very porous, and the oil would ooze out or it'd be inside the. So yeah, you're right. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's all talking about a regular ceramic thing. But if it was fired in a kiln, or it was glazed, or if it was lined with some other material like glass, right? Because we glaze, like china is ceramic, right? But it's glazed, right? And it has a thin glass coating on it. So the whole shaila about tefillas kelim, do you go by the glass or do you go by the ceramic? So then he says it'd be okay. Why? Again, think of the concept. The concept is it wouldn't be disgusting then. But again, the idea is that it's something that's nice. So you don't want to use for a mitzvah something that's not nice. So you shouldn't use that. It's not nice. It's drippy all over the place. And then finally, there's also an interesting ending to this siman in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Chofetz Chaim says, but if the person is poor, and that's what they got this ceramic thing, so then they could use it, because it shouldn't be mevatel the mitzvah of Shabbos lift. Just, okay, it's not nice, but that's what they got. So that's what they use. Okay, let's start Reish Samachay very quickly. Very interesting halacha, and there's a very interesting tshuva that I don't know if we'll get to it today, how it applies to our modern day situation. So Machaber says as follows: Ain nosin kli menukav, malei shemen, al pianer, kadeshi yehei note besocha. You cannot put a vessel that has holes. It's, pardon the expression, it's holy. So you have a vessel, now think of this, you have a vessel and it has holes, and you put it on top of the nair. So in other words, you have a vessel on the top, and that is a reservoir, so to speak, full with oil, and there's holes on the bottom. So what's going to happen? It's going to drip. It's going to drip into the nair. The nair is the thing on the bottom. The nair is another receptacle, and inside that, there's a wick. So what's going to happen? Kedeshe nota v'socha, and the oil is going to drip from the top into the bottom receptacle, and therefore feed the wick. We have this in agriculture today. It was developed in Israel, believe it or not, called the drip system, and it conserves water. Now everybody uses it. Originally, it was developed in Israel, of course. So this is a similar idea. So you're not allowed to do that. Why not? What's the problem? Gzeira, Chacham made a gzeira. Shema yistapek mimena. Because maybe you'll be tempted, like we discussed before, with the fragrant oil in Reis HaMikdalet, that maybe you'll need some oil, maybe for you have a rash or something, and you'll go over to the top receptacle, dip your finger in, and use that, and take out some of the oil. What's the problem? So if you remember from Reis HaMikdalet, the problem is you're making less the oil that's from the feeder, and therefore it's considered like extinguishing. Okay? But v'imchibro lo b'sid or b'charasis, but if you attach the two parts somehow with plaster or something like that, mutter, so that'd be okay. The kivan shu kliyachat, since it's one entity, the feeding part and the burning part is really one thing, they're attached. So therefore, bado mine mishum isur shabbos. So you won't use the oil, you won't be tempted to use the oil because it's one entity. So again, now we're thinking of one on top of that, but it could be maybe they're far away. Maybe the feed or the reservoir, and then they're attached, there's a pipe, some type of pipe or a thin pipe, and it feeds into the where the actual burning is taking place. Right, you could imagine maybe somebody did this because they have a tank full of oil and they have a pipe leading, you know, in different places, and that's how you keep your candelabras going, right? So so that's the halacha. So Mirz Hashem on Sunday, I guess. Mirz Hashem. We'll discuss. Think about an oven. Where's the fire? Where's the source and where's the fire? Is that the same halacha? In other words, let's say you leave an oven on, let's say a simple oven. Would there be a problem? The source is one place and the fire is burning in another place. Is that this halacha? Okay, we'll discuss that hopefully if I remember. Okay.